Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Head Boys track coach Greg Wickett, Humboldt's long jump, high jump, 4x800 meter relay, shuttle hurdle relay, and shot put, Humboldt Boys soccer coach Joe Hadar, Humboldt Head Girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt Head softball coach Erica Post. The Humboldt Boys track team season came to a close on Friday at the 2025 Iowa High School Track and Field Championships at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, competing in five events. Humboldt senior Tyler Carlson placed tied for fourth in the Class 3A boys high jump with a height of 6 feet 3 inches, putting the senior on the medal stand.
Feels really good. Been saying it since the beginning of the season. That's what I want to do is come to state and place, and it feels good just to make that happen, and all the hard work paid off.
Carlson missed clearing the bar on his first two jumps at 6 feet 3 inches before clearing the height on his final attempt.
Honestly, I was pretty nervous. I was pretty mad at myself if I would have missed that one, but I mean, I put my head down and I got to it, and I made it.
The Humboldt Boys 4x800 meter relay team of Jackson Dodd, Chase Flaherty, Mason Van Pelt, and Jackson Flaherty placed 10th with a time of 8:07.10. Jackson Dodd started off with a blistering pace on the first 400.
I was trying to put my teammates in a good position for the rest of the race. Went out a little faster than I should have on my first lap, but I mean, we still ran season's best time. Just short of getting a medal, but I mean, season's best is season's best, so ran pretty good, I'd say.
Chase Flaherty would follow for the second 800.
So I was a little behind, but I knew at the first like 100 to 200 meters I needed to catch him. And got up there and just finished in third, gave it to Mace, and just gave him a chance.
Van Pelt on the third 800 to keep Humboldt within striking distance of their heat.
My first two teammates put me in an excellent position. I think I got it in second. So that was awesome. We were right where we needed to be, and just overall, we ran a great race and PR'd by a couple seconds and did what we needed to do.
Jackson Flaherty ran the final 800.
I just wanted to hold our position, you know, run a good time, and just try and do my best.
After eight teams were disqualified in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminary, Humboldt's team of Tyler Carlson, Valley Davis, Griffin Grote, and Jackson Dodd placed 14th with a time of 1:03.26. Tyler Carlson started the quartet.
I thought I had a pretty decent start. Everybody was pretty fast. And then, you know, as a team, we all made a few mistakes. Yeah, I know it's a great way to end the senior year. And I love my team.
Carlson was followed by Valley Davis.
I knew I had to make up some ground, so obviously I tried to do that, and I think I kind of kept it where it was, so we finished pretty good.
Griffin Grote ran the third leg in the hurdles.
Valley, he crept up on the team to the right of us, and my job, I was just trying to stay with him, run a clean set for Dodd to have a chance.
Dodd ran the anchor leg.
Everybody down here is fast. That's no surprise. You got to be fast to get here, so just try to go out there and do my best, see how we do as a team.
Humboldt senior Elliot Carlson placed 13th in the Class 3A boys long jump at 20 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches.
I mean, it's always fun to come down to Drake. It's a cool place to be, even though, I mean, didn't jump the best I have jumped, but still had a lot of fun. It was great to end the year in my career down at the Blue Oval.
Carlson made his second consecutive appearance in the long jump, having just missed out on a medal by placing 9th in his junior season in 2024. In the boys' 3A shot put, Humboldt senior Isaiah Busick placed 17th with a distance of 48 feet 11 inches.
I mean, it's my first time out here. It's just fun to watch all the events unravel, and obviously it's fun to compete too. And yeah, I really enjoyed my time here. And I'm not mad how I went out, but I definitely could have done better. But you know, it's just a part of the game.
Humboldt junior Jack Guy placed 22nd in the shot put with a distance of 43 feet 7 and 3 quarters inches.
You know, it's really cool to get the opportunity. Definitely nerve-wracking, that's for sure. I just hope that next year I can come back here and get high on the podium. I was a little disappointed, but looking back on it, I'm glad I got here and just glad to experience it.
Humboldt Head Boys track coach Greg Wickett spoke on the team's performances at the state meet.
Real good performance. We started off with Carlson and getting fourth in the high jump. Our 4x8 ran a season's best, only a couple seconds off the school record. And our shuttle, even though we got decimated by injuries, just getting down here for those guys was a real accomplishment. Elliot Carlson, he had a decent day. I know his goals were a little higher than that, but he had good jumps. He was right on the board all day and kind of broke out of a little slump and got there around 21 again. So he had a good year. He had a really good career. I mean, you got to look look at it, he's holding school record, so he's the best long jumper for Humboldt in the last 100 years. That's not too bad a thing to hang your hat on. I mean, they did well. This is a tough spot to throw. You got a lot of eyes on you. It's intimidating, you know, especially for Jack, you know, being only junior. He'll get another chance to come down here, and field event guys always do better the second time down after they get the jitters out, get used to competing in this atmosphere. And Heifer Isaiah was nice just as a senior to get down here and experience it once. This is an experience down here. We're on the infield. There's thousands of people in the stands all yelling and screaming. It's an awesome environment. It's the best state track meet in the whole world. So, I mean, it's fun to get down here.
And, Coach, now that we've officially concluded your season, just thoughts on this 2025 season as a whole?
This has been a good year. The senior class, I can't say enough good things about them. They're a great senior leaders and just been great in school, out of school, everything you can say about the senior class. Really enjoyed them over the years of coaching them. I'm happy with the way we performed this year. We exceeded a lot of expectations for things, and this is a great place to end the season. You know, if you get to come down here, experience the state track meet, get to run down here and compete, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's always a big high point of the year, and you know, it's a great way to finish up the whole school year and the whole track season. We're really happy with how things went.
Any early thoughts about 2026? First, are you coming back? And 2026 as far as athletes?
Yeah, I think I'm getting to the age where people keep asking me that question, but I'm going to give it a shot. I got 2 years left to teach, and I don't know how many good years of coaching I've got left in me, but we'll find out. But next year, we got a lot of good young kids coming back, too. You know, some of the young kids got down here to experience it, and once you have a taste of this, you want more of it. So I'm sure they'll do a good job. Things are looking up, you know. The performance in the state track meet this year are crazy. The 800 times are insane. We had a kid from Western Dubuque run a 147 half. I mean, the world record is only 140, so we got to step things up like everybody is, but we're seeing some good things. We're having some of the best times and distances we've ever had in the history of the programs. So we look for good things from these young guys in the future, and it's exciting to see it.
Congratulations on another successful track and field season, Coach. We look forward to seeing you in 2026.
Thanks.
The Humboldt boys soccer team defeated Boyden Hole Rock Valley in penalty kicks on Tuesday to advance to next Tuesday's sub-state semifinal at Sioux Center. I caught up with Haydar after the victory.
Oh, it's probably cliches and stuff, you know, don't give up, never surrender, that kind of thing where, you know, the three goals they had two on corners and a sloppy defensive play of ours. So they weren't dominating us. It wasn't like we were completely out of the game. We had some chances. But, I mean, it was intense, and they had to fight for it in the second half. And high school, it's a development sport. We're trying to improve what we're doing, and that's what I've been talking about, that the passing was so much better and the movement off of the ball was better. Everything just looked much sharper in the second half, and we started to really get energy from that, and I think that's what really built us up. And, you know, the guys did a really solid job, so it was fun to watch, fun for them, a really memorable experience. I mean, they'll be talking about that for a long time, all of them. Of course, we haven't had penalty kick shootouts or anything. We've had ties this year, so I kind of like this now that we're in the playoffs, and it makes it a little more special and extra that we're going to do a penalty kick shootout, and everybody came through. It's a young group. You know, we're starting two freshmen, a bunch of sophomores, a bunch of juniors, and we've got two seniors. So to see them, you know, pull through this, I felt like this was a really big game. And, you know, we've got a week to get ready for our next game. So hopefully we'll continue to grow and develop, and we'll see what we can do up in Sioux Center.
Coach, as you mentioned Sioux Center, any thoughts on that matchup?
You know, yeah, you're facing the one seed, and like I said, we're a young team. But that's why you play sports. That's why you go out there and play the game. I'm sure that they're heavily favored. You know, when we've played top teams like that this year, we've lost by big margins. But we do have a week to get ready. We got a week to get healthy. We got a week to work on more of the details of the game, more of what we can do. And I feel like this second half of the games was what we've been looking for all year. You know, a solid team. These guys lost to Storm Lake 3-2. We lost, 9-0 or something like that. So it was a good team that we were playing against, and it'll be another good team on Tuesday. And I'm full of cliches. We'll take them one game at a time, and we'll have some fun. Before the game, I said, you know, if we win this, we get to play soccer for another week at least. And I think that the guys enjoy soccer. They really love the game. And I'm sure the guys from Boyd, they love it too. But we just dug deep and we won the game. So that was fun to see, just, you know, for the players.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory, and best of luck coming up next Tuesday against Sioux Center.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. And always appreciate you guys being here.
The Humboldt girls soccer team defeated Garner-Hayfield-Ventura 1-0 Wednesday to advance to next Wednesday's regional semifinal at Sioux Center. I caught up with Mooney after the win.
Holding on to a 1-0 lead at the end is always a little bit harrowing, especially against a team like like Garner, who can really score the ball sometimes and have a lot of fast kids. So, you know, it's a nerve-wracking final 10 minutes sometimes. And they got some decent shots. And, you know, I thought Lena did a nice job of shutting some of those down. And I think our defense did a good job of making sure that a lot of those shots weren't as dangerous as they maybe could have been. We did a pretty good job of staying in front of, you know, Shizzle and just trying to make the shots difficult. She's so fast and, you know, makes it really hard. You know, she went through about three or four of us a couple of times. And fortunately, our kids did a good job of covering up for each other time and time again whenever that happened. And, you know, those are the things that we've worked on from day one. But, you know, a kid like that really stresses everything. It stresses your rotation further than you usually have to get. And, you know, we got to the point a couple of times where I think almost everybody on our defense kind of tried to stay in front of her. Unfortunately, didn't. And then the next kid stepped up, and then the next, and then the next. And then by then, it turned into a bad shot.
Well, Coach, as you're getting ready to go into this matchup on Wednesday, Sioux Center going into that one, Sioux Center being the top seed, what are the thoughts going into that matchup next Wednesday?
We're going to be a good team. We just have to really focus on us. You know, we have to try to connect passes. That's been one of our goals all season long. And, you know, defensively, you know, we're pretty stout, but, you know, we'll have to do a good job of staying in front of their main scorers and, you know, just be able to create enough offense to give ourselves a chance.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a well-deserved victory here, 1-0 over Garner Hayfield Ventura, and want to wish you best of luck coming up next Wednesday.
All right, well, keep the bus running.
The Humboldt softball team has their season opening game on Wednesday at Southeast Valley in non-conference play. I spoke to Post about last season and the upcoming 2025 campaign for the program.
I thought it was season kind of ups and downs. You know, we had to make adjustments with injuries to come up with new people to pitch. And then that moved us around defensively. So it gave a lot of girls opportunities in different positions and got younger kids more experience, and I think that will help us moving into 2025.
And Coach, as you get ready for this season, as you just mentioned, with that experience from a season ago to this upcoming 2025 season, what are the thoughts coming in as the message to the team about this group here in 2025?
I think that in the last couple of years, we've been very young. We've had a lot of underclassmen playing, and now we've turned that corner where we still have some underclassmen playing key roles, but for the most part, we're a mature team, we're an experienced team, and I think that you'll be able to see that on the field. They know what they're doing in different positions, and nothing is going to be new to them because they've played since freshman or even some of them eighth grade year, so they've gained valuable varsity experience. And we look forward to see what their growth is from getting that young experience last year or the year before and really putting all the work together and putting it all together in order to be successful this year.
Tell us a little bit about the returning letter winners that are going to be leading this team here in 2025.
Adelie Nolting, she pitched a number of innings for us at the end of the year last year and throughout the season, just getting experience. So she will be back and she's going to take over as a starting pitcher. We're looking forward to her embracing that role and kind of running with it. We have Elsie Hubble. She can play pretty much anywhere. You know, she will be our backup pitcher if we need her. She has done pitching in the past and has played multiple infield positions. Her sister, Sadie Hubble, will also return and play in the infield. Jazzy Dodd will return as our catcher. We're looking Abby Armitage to return in an infield position, probably at first base, but we can move her around to other positions as well. We also have Gracie Lyon. She will return as our shortstop. And then we move to the outfield, and our outfield will look pretty similar to what it did last year with Claire Dillman manning center field. She moves very well and covers a lot of space. And then Elise Olson and Landry Lash mixed in potentially with Jaden Kuchara out in the outfield to get the starting spots out there.
Have you seen any of the younger members of this team that have kind of caught your eye that might be making a splash here in this 2025 season for your group?
I think a lot of it is those eighth graders from last year stepping up and finding their role and being more mature. They're stronger and they see. So the Sadie Hubbles, Jazzy Dodd, Landry Lash really stepping into those positions, knowing what's coming. I think that's where our younger girls and experience will really come forward.
And coach, if you had to characterize the strength of this team, what would that be going into this season?
I think our strengths will be defense. We have multiple players that are going to return to their spots from last year, and they are now experienced in that, and they're ready to go. They know what they're doing. So I think defensively is going to be where we stand out. And I've actually been fairly impressed with how we've hit. We've done a couple of live scrimmages within our team, and we've hit the live pitching very well. So I'm hoping that we'll take a step forward offensively as well.
As you get ready for the game coming up on Wednesday, your season opener at Southeast Valley, what are the thoughts going into that matchup? What's the message to the team going into game number one of this 2025 season?
We're just looking to get off to a strong start. We need to be solid defensively. We have to put pressure on the other team offensively, get on base. And once we do that, we need to execute moving runners, being smart as a base runner, and getting those runs in order to, you know, get that lead, play with a lead. But if we don't have that lead, we have to remember that we're always in the game and be able to continue to bounce back and fight, because the game is never over until all 21 outs have been recorded.
Well, coach, want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming 2025 season, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.